Hello, bossies. I'm your host, Shana Kono, and this is the Bossy and Glossy podcast. On our show, we have incredible guests over each week and talk all things business, how they started out, why they chose their professions, and what advice they can share with you. Every once in a while, I like to throw in a more personal episode since you guys love these and listen to these a lot. So before we get into it today, make sure you subscribe so you'll be the first ones to get to listen to our show each Wednesday. You will get a notification from iTunes Podcast or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts from, and you will know when there is a new episode. So you guys have submitted many questions over the past couple of months via Instagram and email, and I picked out the most common and fun ones to answer today. Some of these questions I actually received in German, which is totally fine, you guys, since I do live in Switzerland and it's the second largest country that tunes into this podcast every week. So I'll just read them in English as well. Without further ado, let's get into it. Here are the questions. Did you always know you wanted to become successful? The answer is yes. I always, from a very young age, knew I wanted to become successful in life. But the issue was, I never knew with what. I never knew what it was that I had to do. It took me a lot of trials and errors and a lot of years to actually figure out what I'm passionate about, what I love doing, what actually I can imagine doing every day. I always knew I wanted to become successful, to answer your question, but I'm not there yet. I obviously have also a long road ahead of me that I have an image of my own success and I'm not there yet. How did you start your own podcast? So I just started my own podcast about a year ago, not quite, but almost a year ago. And I always loved journalism. And since the landscape of journalism has changed so much over the last decade, and it's far from the investigative journalism that we knew of, I decided to have my own outlet in which I can actually talk to people about things I'm really passionate about, and that would be business. I knew I had many things to share that will benefit you guys. I started it by buying all the equipment and yeah. What do you miss most since pre-COVID-19? I guess pre-COVID, all kinds of things, right, that we took for granted. For example, just freely walking into a store without a mask, without precautions, and be able to go to a restaurant, go to a bar, all kinds of things that are fun, to travel, obviously, without any restrictions, all kinds of things, actually, that we thought are normal to have. And now the government's obviously shut down a lot of things for us. And I really hope that now the restrictions are being more and more looser and we are able to do more fun things again. Where are you from? Originally, I'm from northern Iraq. That's where my parents are from. I was, though, born and raised in Germany my whole life. Later, I moved to Switzerland to study here, and then I stayed here. Relationship tips. What should I look for in a man? It's so funny. This is a question I actually get a lot, which I have no clue about why, since this is a podcast about business. But to answer your question, I think for both genders, what you should look for in a significant other, I believe the most important thing is that you do have the same vision for your future. And that is something no one really talks about, or I don't hear it at all, or not even often, because obviously you look how the person looks, you look what kind of characters they have, what they like, what they dislike. But I think to just start, you know, a conversation would be, you know, where do you see yourself personally, not just professionally, but even professionally in the future? What are your goals? I think those are conversations that are much more efficient in looking for, does this person actually meet my future me? Does this person have the same vision for the future like me? And I think that's much more important to look for in a significant other. What are the conspiracy theories that blow your mind? I know who sent in this question, because they know that I'm into conspiracy theories. So obviously there are several. I could go down the rabbit hole with conspiracy theories all day long. It's just so entertaining to me. Obviously Epstein didn't kill himself. Obviously it can't be that, you know, the universe is infinite. We are on a floating rock, planet Earth. And it can't be that in this infinite universe, we are the only planet with living species. So that is one other conspiracy theory. What else? There are so many, you guys. I mean, right now, off the bat, I cannot tell you, but yeah, those two maybe. What are your favorite podcasts? My favorite podcasts. Currently, I love listening to Crime Junkies, murder podcasts about all kinds of crimes. I love these kinds of podcasts or shows. It's just kind of my jam. And I recently started listening to Ariel R's The Blonde Files. Also really like this. It's more about fitness and health and beauty and all kinds of things women are into, I guess. Since I am a really fitness cautious and beauty cautious person who's really into those things and staying fit, looking at your gut health and all kinds of things, I just like educating myself further because she always has great guests over, such as doctors and people who are just in the industry who have a track record of knowing what they're talking about. So that's a podcast I also like listening to. What kind of music do you listen to? So it's all kinds of music, right? I like hip-hop, R&B, pretty old school with my music taste. I like songs that I have great memories with, like a lot of people. I listen to Arabic, I listen to salsa, all kinds of music. But if I had to pin it down to two albums, maybe it would be definitely Illmatic by Nas. Favorite song of all time is It Ain't Hard to Tell. It's true poetry. I mean, every morning I listen to this song. Nothing else, no other song can push me and motivate me more than that song. It's insane how music alone can motivate you. And that song really gets to me. It pushes me. And yeah, It Ain't Hard to Tell by Nas, then Halftime by Nas, and then Represent by Nas. Those are my three all-time favorite songs. And then obviously, if I want to have more chill vibes, I listen to The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Love her album. Trying out a new online business. Any tips? Amazing that you're doing this. I would say two things, probably. First of all, don't share it with anyone around you yet, because people like to always give their two cents. Maybe people's opinions about this will make you start doubting yourself. So it's just negativity that you don't need. Keep it to yourself first and look where it goes. If it really works out, that's when you can share. If it doesn't, then there's no need to share it. And the second thing would be, since this is an online business, I would really invest in advertisement. Not just that the product needs to be beneficial to others, but how do you push a product like this? And how do you make people see a product, or maybe even it's a service? I don't know what you mean with new online business, but I would definitely think about an advertisement strategy, because nowadays everything is so saturated online. If you have an online product or service, make sure you package and make it look much different than your competition, and make sure you really advertise it well. But good luck with your new online business. I really wish you the best. What are your wardrobe essentials to look classy and business chic? I mean, I don't always look business chic at all, but I guess this goes for men and women. I really like a monochromatic look. It's easy, simple, it's classy always. No matter if you run errands or you actually have a business meeting or you have to show up at work, I think monochromatic always works. And yeah, I'd say just wear something that really fits your figure well. I would suggest, as a woman, have a chic dress and a nice blazer. As a guy, always have a good suit. Make sure it's well fitted. Everything that is well fitted looks immediately more classy and chic. What is one thing you can't live without? Obviously, it's my family, and it would be my skincare. Can't live without those two things. Any shows you can recommend? I would definitely say Power. Power must be one of my favorite shows of all times. Then I'd suggest How to Get Away with Murder. Such a cool show by Shonda Rhimes. Then lastly, I'd suggest, I was really into Stranger Things, such a cool Netflix show as well. So these three shows I can recommend if you haven't watched these. I have one last question here, bossies, that I will read, and that will be it for today. Can you ask more intimate questions with your guests? I don't really know what to make out of this question. If the person who sent this in can just clarify this, I'd be glad. Intimate questions, do you mean more personal questions about their personal lives? I mean, since this is a business podcast, I really want to make sure that people who come here, they feel welcomed and they feel comfortable. And at the same time, that they share exactly tips and tricks and advice of what you guys can do to also maybe start a business, or if that's exactly in the area you want to go towards and work, that you pick up on the things that they have done so you can integrate them to your business as well. But other than that, I think we can always improve, obviously. And if you have some questions that you are interested in me asking the guests, feel free to send them in. And also, you can always suggest who I should have on the show. I'd be glad to hear your suggestions. Looking forward to them. Really, really loved answering these questions and connect more on a personal level with you guys. I hope to see you tune in next week. Thank you for listening to our podcast and becoming a Bossy member. I talk to you next week. And until then, bye.